You know what that means? Well, it doesn't mean anything other than the time right now is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm sitting down here on the floor. Gonna stick my feet under the blanket here. Oh, okay. We're good. We are ready to start the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, and so what's the first thing we do? We drink tea. Good tea today. Oh, good tea. This is a mighty good tea on this, what day is this? Oh, you know what? I think it's Friday. Is this Friday the first day of February? Gosh, I think it is. And that's great. Why is that great? Because that means tomorrow is Marmot Day. And you know how much I love Marmot Day, because I love marmots. Now, two things about Marmot Day. One, for tomorrow's show, I will actually be doing a show instead of running the traditional Groundhog Day show that I usually do. Why? I don't know. People have heard it enough. If you want to listen to the traditional Groundhog Day show, just go into the archive at anonradio.net/archive. Scroll down to Dubious Goals Committee and click on any other year on February 2nd. Yeah. Now, some of you might be surprised to find out, Tobe, are you gonna go out and actually look for a marmot on Marmot Day? Unlikely. Unlikely. It is mighty cold here. It is cold today. It was cold yesterday. I'm kind of cold now. Maybe I need to drink some more warm tea. Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So yummy. It's delicious. I do love to drink tea. I don't know what it is. It's just so yummy. It's so good for me. Hooray. So the big question becomes, what are we going to do today? What is on the docket? What do we have on the agenda for today? Oh, well, I gotta stretch, but I gotta make sure I don't stretch too far, otherwise I'm gonna give myself a problem. Yowza. Yeah, I'm not doing too bad today. I actually sort of slept okay. And I did end up having a weird dream, but I can't remember it now. It was weird, and at one point, I was out in public somewhere, like, I don't know if I was downtown in one of the parks, or I don't know where I was exactly, but I was walking around in public where there was a lot of people, and people kept looking at me and, you know, sort of cheering or going, yay, or, and then there was little kids going, oh, mommy, look, and the kids would point at me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I'm walking around, and then somehow I noticed that I was wearing, like, a cat head. I don't know if I looked in the mirror or suddenly I was out of body and I could see myself from a different point of view, but basically I was my regular self, but in my regular body, and I was wearing, you know, my normal clothes, but on my head, I was wearing like a Siamese cat head, you know, kind of like maybe you would see in like a football mascot or something, or a sports mascot, head, but it was very realistic, and so it looked like I had like a real cat head. And I was like, oh wow, I have a cat head. And then I woke up, and I don't remember exactly what order this happened in, but either right before I woke up or when I was waking up or while I was awake, I was like, what is this, anime? Because, you know, here's a human being with a cat head. It's kind of weird. And I was wondering, where am I getting these weird ideas for these dreams? Where is my brain getting the source material for this? And, well, I was watching anime the night before. Last night I was watching a lot more Gundam stuff. I was watching Gunpla videos, and then I was watching source material. I was watching Gundam Build Fighters. Gundam Build Fighters Try, which is the second season, or the second series, I should say, of Gundam Build Fighters. But I don't know what order they go in. I think Gundam Build Fighters is first, then Gundam Build Fighters Try, then Gundam Build Divers. But I could be wrong. Divers could be sandwiched in there between Fighters and Fighters Try, or Try Fighters, depending on how you want to translate that. So it's kind of confusing. But I ended up watching Gundam Build Divers, and I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. And it did make me want to go out and buy a bunch of plastic models of giant robots, which is an urge that I have to sort of, I don't know, kind of quash. But I do want to build me some giant robot models. So yeah, I will probably also watch some more Gundam Build Fighters Try today. What episode am I on? I'm on like episode 4 or 5. Yeah, I'm on episode 4. But I don't want to watch the English dub. I gotta find the sub, because I tried to watch the beginning of episode 4 and it was in English. And I was like, oh, you blasphemers. I watched the first 3 episodes in Japanese. Where's the rest of my Japanese? No one knows. Oh, good tea. Yummy, yummy, delicious, good tea. It's good for you, and it's especially good for me. La 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 la. Oh, yow, 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 yow. Oh, so now I'm flipping through the thing here. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here's a review of the HGBF 144 Lightning Gundam Backpacks. This would be the high-grade Build Fighters, 144th scale. Oh, I can skip that one. Oh, here's another guy that I like. I'll watch this guy. Oh, he's doing something dorky. Yeah, so that's what I do now. That's my new thing, and has been for a few days now. I watch other people build models while they speak a language that I cannot understand. Or at least, you know, can only understand one word out of every 100. That's pretty good, I guess. Oh, ow. Ow, got a thing in my gut. Ow. That's painful. All right, so anyway. What else are we gonna do today? Nothing. I don't have to go to the store. I've got a bunch of food. And I'm trying to think. I got gasoline. I don't have anywhere I need to go. Oh, except I do. I need to go to the DMV. That's what I need to do. I wonder if I can do that today. No, I'm... By the time I get done doing all my stuff and eating lunch and stuff, then I'm walking in there right at the end of their business day. And you'd never want to go to the DMV in the last hour of the day. That's, especially on a Friday, that's a mistake. So I will go to the DMV on Monday. Or maybe even Tuesday. Who knows? And that will be fun. And I will register my car. And I hope they don't give me new license plates. I don't think this is a new license plate year. I think they're just going to give me the stickers. And then I will put the stickers on my car. Won't that be interesting? Yes, that'll be just absolutely fascinating. It's always fun to do. It's always fun to do in this kind of weather, too. So I don't know what to tell you. But I know what we do need to do. We need to find something. Oh, I gotta lean back. Yeah, okay. My back is trying to cramp up a little bit, so maybe we need to find something to do here today on the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, ow, I just leaned on my shoulder the wrong way. Okay, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to a review of the Real Grade 144 Scale Full Armor Unicorn Gundam. This is a popular Gundam. This is the full armor version, the real grade model. This is about as high quality as they come. And this review is by Mecha Gaikotsu. And I love this guy just because of his voice and the way he talks. His manner of speech is reminiscent of like 70s game show hosts or some kind of, like, where did this guy learn to speak English? He's got a slight accent, but he covers it up with his bizarre sort of speech pattern. It's very interesting, and you can tell he's not a native speaker of English for a couple of reasons, but his English is good. It's just, it's so fun to listen to. And I want to know what he thinks of the real grade full armor Unicorn Gundam. And I wonder how much it costs. Because it's pretty cool. Ow. Alright, let's get this thing going. How do you make this go? Is it going? Are we on? What the hell's going on here? All right, talk to me, buddy. I gotta drink some more tea here in the meantime.
Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to another Gunpla review, and today I'm going to be taking a look at the real grade full armor Unicorn Gundam. So if the last Unicorn Gundam is anything to go by, the last real grade that is, this thing is going to be absolutely and utterly fantastic. So once again, this video right here would not be possible without those awesome people over at Hobby Link Japan. So if you do want one of these of your own, then there is a link down there in the description.
Now let's get to this.
So here is what the absolutely stunning full armor Unicorn Gundam looks like just out of the box and snapped together. Nothing more. Absolutely and utterly straight built. If you have never seen the real grade Unicorn Gundam before, you are missing out, because this right here, without a doubt, is an absolute marvel of tiny robot model kit engineering. And it is an absolute joy to look at. And on top of that, so much fun to build. As this aspect of the kit right here, which is the mobile suit itself, is 100% exactly the same as what we saw before with the standard real grade Unicorn, besides the color. I did take a look at this back in 2017, and it was my number 2 Gunpla of 2017, and this, the full armor right here, was my number 3 Gunpla of last year, so you know it's good. So because I've already done the review of this kit already,
you know
I'm going to move through it quite quickly.
Because
so if you do want a more detailed look at this, as in the mobile suit itself, then check out that full review I did back then.
It is
nice. So like
nice.
I said, this is 100% the same as what we saw before, besides the color. Of course, that difference right here is the fact that the Psycho frame is green, whereas last time it was red. That is the only difference. Of course, this green color of the Unicorn is what we would have seen a lot of towards the end of the Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn series of movies. I won't get into that too much just in case you haven't watched them. If you haven't, you
should. Spoiler alert.
And honestly, I only got around to finishing them pretty much a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, moving right into what makes the full armor Unicorn Gundam full armor, and it's not armor. It's weapons. A lot of weapons. This kit right here really comes packing the heat and has enough weaponry in this box to armor standard 10-man squad of mobile suits, believe it or not. I used to absolutely adore the system weapon kits that Bandai used to pump out. These were real grade quality weapons with a cool modular customization system. And honestly, if I knew they were going to be discontinued, I would have bought them up like nobody's business. They were so cool. Well, that is what the weapons in this box feel like. No, they're not modular and no, they're not customizable per se, but they're that same awesome level of quality. They're so damn cool. And just like I said already earlier on, there is enough weapons in here to arm a 10-man squad of mecha. Cool. And I am not joking. We've got 6 Gatling guns, 2 hyper bazookas, 2 grenade launchers, the beam magnum,
and so
8
cool.
containers of grenades, 2 triple missile launchers, hyper beam javelin, 4 beam sabers, and 3 shields. This thing is a mobile armory.
Say
moving
cool
to
again.
This armory now, and what impresses me the most is the Gatling guns. As well as being able to connect together, connect to the shield and mount on the arms and backpack, these can also be separated into individual Gatling guns. They have rotating sights, rotating flip-out front handles, as well as a sliding flip-out rear handle. So these can be used as single Gatling guns. These are so cool.
So
honestly,
cool.
This kit right here is pretty much worth it just for the weapons alone.
Cool.
Next in here, we have 2 hyper bazookas. These are pretty much the same as what we saw before, with that sliding in and out barrel, slide out rear section, and removable missile container. We have the hand grade containers, which feature 2 points of articulation, an opening mechanism, and these can connect onto the hard point on the barrel, as well as the triple missile launchers. These don't do anything in particular. We also have a second set of grenade containers that can attach onto the sides of the legs. When not in use, the missile launchers can be stored on the weapons platform that connects to the backpack. But I will mention the most irritating aspect about this kit are the magazines that connect into the missile launchers, because they tend to fall off all the time. I almost forgot to mention the pair of grenade launchers. These have a movable handle up front, a removable magazine around the back, and they can be mounted on the front end of the bazookas. The last of the new equipment in this box is the absolutely awesome hyper beam javelin. Sliding gimmicks in both the front end and the back end reveal the psycho frame. The huge effect parts look absolutely and utterly sick, and it can be used as either a double-ended glaive-style weapon, or by moving this little section here up to the top, it can be made into a single-ended giant axe mode. When not in use, it can be folded up and stored between the shield and the Gatling. And even while stored in here, it can flip out and use the effect parts. That is so damn awesome. This is one of the coolest weapons I've ever seen on a Gunpla. Of course, just like with the standard release, we have a bunch of hands, as well as the beam magnum and beam sabers. All in all, these are exactly the same as what we saw with the standard version, except this section right here from the javelin can be used as one hell of a bayonet. Lastly then, in here are the thrusters. These don't really do anything in particular. They just slot into the weapon platform on the back and have 2 handy dandy little stands with this cool little ball and socket style joint on the bottom as well as on the top. So that is pretty much it for what is new in the box. And of course, as this is the exact same kit as the standard real grade, all these weapons are compatible with that kit as well. And I assume that means they can be used with the Banshee. And of course, that full, incredibly impressive transformation to destroy mode is exactly the same, but just as you guys pointed out in the last review I made, the proper way to transform the knees is to pull out on the rear section, this rear thruster back here, to make the front section of the psycho frame pop out. So don't try and jimmy it out like I did. But once again, this is exactly the same mind-blowingly awesome little unicorn as before. Just this time around with a green psycho frame instead of red. So that is it for the review, and this kit right here would not have gotten third place in my best Gundam kits of 2018 if it wasn't a Gundarium tier masterpiece. Honestly, I would consider getting a second one of these just for the weapons alone to expand my 1/44th scale mecha armory. They're such high quality, awesome weapons. If you're tossing up between unicorn real grades, there are 4 on the market at the moment, which are the standard one, Bandesine, Banshee, as well as this, the full armor unicorn Gundam. Personally, I haven't built the Banshee yet, but from the standard version, Bandesine, and this one, from what I've seen, you cannot go wrong with any of them. They're literal masterpieces, and my favorite version of the unicorn, full stop. The high grade is utter trash. The master grade is a wreck and needs a 2.0. The perfect grade is absolutely crazy awesome, but I still prefer the real grade. It's a tiny, beautiful, highly poseable masterpiece. And honestly, I could not recommend it more. As usual, if you do want one of your own, there is a link down there in the description. Make sure to come back for more Gunpla reviews, and I'll see you next time.
Well, thanks, bro. That was very cool of you. And I have to admit, if I'm going to buy any real grade unicorn, it's going to be this one. It is pretty cool. I mean, excuse me, it is pretty cool. I love listening to this guy talk. I love this guy's enthusiasm. Because I just appreciate enthusiasm. This guy is really into Gunpla, and I can't get enough. In the last week or so, I have probably watched a total of 3, maybe even 3.5 hours of this guy just reviewing and unboxing Gunpla models. He's so cool. Don't get to see him. Don't ever get to look at him. You know, he just is pointing a camera at his models, at his Gundam. He talks about it. I really like it when he unboxes stuff because he goes over the entire box. He talks about every side of the box. And describes the things on the sides of the box, which I find to be very humorous. And I'll tell you something. I do kind of want this real grade full armor unicorn. It is cool. Excuse me. It is pretty cool. It is actually very cool. I wonder how much they cost. It's a real grade. And it's... it comes with a lot of accessories and stuff, so... And it is full armor, so I'm imagining this is probably in the $70 to $80 range. Possibly a little bit more. I could look up the price. If you want to buy one, Hobby Link Japan is a good place to get one. Their website is hlj.com. And why do I get the feeling I'm going to be going to that website a little bit later today? Can you sense that one coming? I'm dying to know how much they cost. I've got about $30 that I could potentially spend on a model. What to do? Yeah, so not only will I be looking at real Gundam today, I will probably also be watching more Gundam anime. And what else have I been watching? Last night I was watching... And why is this so funny to me? I don't know. I was watching Football Hooliganism. There's a lot of videos on YouTube about football hooligans. And it's pretty interesting. I watched one video that, you know, wasn't handheld somebody during a fight. There's plenty of those. But basically, I watched this. I don't remember what it was called, but I watched a short miniature documentary. It was probably 15 minutes long about the Newcastle train station. But it wasn't about trains. It was about football. This documentary was about Derby Day, the Tynan-Ware Derby. The cities of Newcastle and Sutherland are separated by the Tynan-Ware River. Okay, so you got city on one side of the river, city on the other side of the river, Newcastle and Sutherland. They both have football teams, and these towns and fans hate each other with a passion. And so whenever Newcastle plays Sutherland in any competition, that game is known as the Tynan-Ware Derby. And oh, it's a nightmare. Things go wrong fast. And this little documentary I watched was basically just, here's this train station on Derby Day. And this is in Newcastle. And so, you know, they're talking to the train manager, the station manager, and to some of the security people. And then they show the train station about 10 minutes before the trains from Sutherland arrive, right? And it's all calm, and there's just a few people walking around, and it's all nice and lovely. And look, oh, we're in Britain. Oh, ooh. And then the special trains show up. Yes, there are special trains that run on football day, so fans can get to the games. So the first of five special trains arrives, full of Sutherland fans, and they're crazy. They come out and they're obnoxious as hell. It's loud. It's crazy. Suddenly, there's tons of cops, and all these cops just exist to funnel these fans from the trains out the door down to a parking lot where they are held until all the fans show up, and then they are escorted by police on horseback and on foot all the way to the station. I mean, not to the station, to the stadium, to the football stadium where they watch the game. And so this goes without incident. And so, like, and then the station manager's like, whew, well, that was relatively painless, blah, blah, blah. Let's just hope it goes well, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, it doesn't go so well because Newcastle ends up losing the game, which means now Newcastle fans are going to be mad and the enemy fans are going to be jubilant. And so, yeah, the police escort the fans back to the station, but then Newcastle guys show up to ambush them. There's trouble at the train station. It doesn't quite break out into a riot. But, oh my God, lots of cops, lots of running around, lots of loudness and shouting. Oh my God, and what's interesting are the people who are innocent bystanders who are trapped in the station as these, you know, fans collide. These hooligans. These ultras. And so there are some conflicts. And then somehow, miraculously, the police manage to get everybody onto the trains and out of town. And they manage to drive all the locals away. And then suddenly it's back to being a normal train station. But, you know, it's not completely trashed, but, you know, there's a bunch of stuff knocked over. Out in the streets, there's broken glass, car windows that are dented and smashed up, and buses with windows broken out of them, and all kinds of stuff. Because football. It's so great. And if you want to see any football hooliganism, basically all you need to look up is anything to do with a team called Millwall, or of course you can look up the Tynanware Derby, Newcastle and Sunderland. It is crazy. There's plenty of videos because every year it's a powder keg just ready to be touched off. So that's what I'm doing today. I'll watch a little bit more of that football-related stuff, and I'll watch some Gundam stuff. And I'm going to eat some chicken and rice here in just a little bit. Why? Because you have been listening to the Dubious Football Gundam Chicken and Rice Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta get out of here. Stay tuned for T-Show. No, Harry Larry. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.